And welcome, everybody. What are you doing? Hey, don't mind me. I'm just drinking out of Deadpool. It's okay. It's just this cranium. What's up, Piper? What's going on, Katie? Nick, the man, Nick, Jess. How are y'all doing tonight? We have an exciting show for everybody. We've got a really awesome guest tonight. We've got Smiles. Everybody knows her from TikTok, Smiles Daily. She's always smiling. Her posts, you know, if you're not watching her, you're not following her, she is amazing. So y'all have got to follow her on TikTok because she does amazing lip syncing and everything. And she's just an all around person. Me and Nick had the opportunity to meet her face to face, and just an awesome chick. And it was really great to see somebody from the other side of the screen, if that makes any sense. What's going on, Melissa? So you guys, she's on tonight, and we're pumped. We're ready. We're gonna do some Q&A. We're probably gonna joke around a little bit. We're gonna talk about like do's and don'ts regarding like social media, like when is too much, thirst traps, and all that other happy jazz. So we're going to bring her out and we're going to talk. So here we go. And welcome, Smiles.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good tonight. I'm excited about tonight's show.
Mm-hmm. So how is the good old wonderful dating scene on your end? And I will tell you mine.
Mine's brand new. I don't know how brand new it is for you, but I'm talking like brand new. Like 20 years of marriage and then... Mm-hmm. Let me get back out there, and never having actually been out there as an adult, as someone who is like not dating someone from high school or college or church, you know what I mean? Like just being out there.
So it's new.
It's scary. Oh yeah. Like during quarantine new. So it's been interesting. Yeah.
I can imagine. Mine is non-existent because, I'm just not into it right now.
Mine kind of is. So I'm not even gonna lie.
I'm not even. I don't know. I've got a lot of, I guess you can say, friend girls. And what I mean by friend girl, they're not girlfriends. They're just friends of the opposite sex. So they're friend girls. So it's, I don't know. We go out, we eat dinner, we talk, we shoot the shit, and then that's it. There's nothing. It's like a companionship, I guess.
Like in person.
Yeah, like I'll just go, we'll hang out and have a nice day. And that's it. But nothing goes beyond that. And a lot of people think that that's hard to imagine, but it's.
Yeah, but is that what's dating? The why? What's the why? It could be. Like so much starts that way. People always say that, right? And I always say that cliche sayings are cliche because they actually either go that way or they happen that way or whatever. But people always say, you start off as friends. The best relationships are friend relationships, you know?
Yeah, no. Honestly, believe it or not, there's one in particular that we've dated before. It was off and on, off and on, off and on. And it's, we just chit chat and then we go back to just talking and eating dinner. Like if she wants an adult conversation with me, she'll just contact me. She'll be like, hey, rather than anybody else, really. Because a lot of people are jerks. And if you're comfortable with somebody, then I guess it's okay.
That's huge. I have a somebody like that right now. That, like I literally describe him as lavender because
lavender.
Because you know, lavender is calming and like you take the scent in and you're just like nothing else matters. Like whatever's going on in the world, you know, it's like not too much talking, not too much, whatever. Like you just do regular stuff, you know, like errands or the store or the doctor or freaking coffee shop. Like it's regular life, but you do it with that person. It's companionship. This is how you know you're old.
Oh shit.
That's how you know that we're old.
Because
we're like, it's companionship. It's someone to sit on the porch with, like, you know.
Yeah. And then it's, but you know what the best part is? Hey, I gotta go home. I'll see you guys. I'll see you. And then you just leave.
You got to leave.
See ya. Have a nice day.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't, there's no significant other for me. I'm just not ready for it. And I'm not going to put myself in a situation and screw it up. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I would probably screw it up because I'm not ready.
Are you ready for a hard-hitting personal question?
Sure.
Okay. No. Because I had no, a, like, no. You're going to have to internal. No. 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 Just listen. Just give me it. Just disclaiming. Hear me out. No, because I had a, you've heard of Daniel G. Garza.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the Oddcast. He's mm-hmm. awesome. He's amazing. Okay. That was my first taste of him, was on the Oddcast. And I'm a skeptic, or at least I was. Mm-hmm. But I had a full session with him today. So he'll tell you otherwise that I am ready for something more. But the biggest thing that he said was, and we've all heard it, right? Love yourself first, right? You don't mm-hmm. need someone, you want someone. Correct. You want someone to spend time with. You want that, you know, and that's what he was saying. Are you in a happy place? I answered that question when I was on with him. I'm not in a happy place. Some of you know my medical story, blah, blah, blah. I'm not in a happy place there because I don't know yet, but I am in a happy place as far as career, life, where I'm at, what I've learned, how I feel about myself. You know, we all have insecurities, but as a whole, I'm good. Like, and he'll say that. Don't let anyone tell you, like, why you think you're better than, yes, I do. I hope you get there too. And then when you're there, you know,
huh? So you're basically for, like, different levels.
Yeah, exactly. So
I believe in that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, what he says, you know, like, whether you believe in the whole background of it and what he sees and your chakras and all that stuff, what he says is definitely, 100%. You know, like, you, yeah, because it's all good advice. And so that's mm-hmm. how I felt. I think right now what I miss, and I told you that I was going to be blunt and I didn't.
Yeah, go ahead.
So hopefully I can say whatever.
You can.
We know that men and women are on different peaks, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I think, I don't know how many people are in because I can't really see that, but I'm definitely.
There's at 30 an people age. Here.
Great.
I'm so just playing.
I'm like, half. That's it's just half. Lovely. No, so I don't want to say that, like, I'm just running around as like a big horn dog woman, but I'm just saying, like, like, it happens, man. You know? And so, like, yeah. I think that part is interesting to me right now. I was talking to someone recently, and she was, you know, she's single right now. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I've only ever been with this many people. Okay. And she's like, I don't want to have only been with this many people. And I'm like, look, I'm not here to judge you. So, like, if you want to do what you do, so you're a grown up. If you want to be safe and you want to go out and you want to get on whatever site and do what you do, mm-hmm. that is your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good segue into the whole thirsty,
mm-hmm.
like, thing that we've seen lately. Especially on TikTok. I've said it 100 times. There is no thirsty woman like a TikTok thirsty woman. And I've seen right? it. I've seen it in your lives.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Oh, yeah. It gets brutal, especially when I don't know. I guess it's like a lot of the pet names. Now, I don't mind a pet name, but not like an intimate pet name, if right. that makes any sense to anybody. Like baby or bae, because everybody knows now bae is like before anyone else. That's what it stands for. That's that, what is it, acronym? That's uh-huh. what it is. It sweetheart, you know, honey sugar, sugar tits, whatever the fuck, whatever the hell they want to be.
Somebody but calling you sugar tits? You
want me I to wish handle so, it? No. No, nobody calling you sugar tits. No, nobody should call me sugar tits. But I mean, you know, I don't mind some of them. I don't mind some of them when they're, you know, hey, handsome. Sometimes that's okay. But if it's a constant, hey, handsome, hey, handsome, hey, handsome, hey, handsome, yeah. hey, handsome.
Notice me, notice me, notice me. I need your attention.
Right. That kind of starts to get annoying right. after a while, because it's not, you know, I have to worry about. Granted, my social media life is starting to really pick up. And my son watches it. My son's friends watch. And stuff like that. I don't want it to be that level, I guess, because I don't want my kids seeing it. And it's just, it is what it is.
Just because they watch, or it makes you uncomfortable?
it's not that they make me, it makes me uncomfortable. It's because which question?
So like, is it if he didn't watch, would it still bug you?
To a point, yeah. Definitely to a point, because again, if it's an intimate, hey baby, hey sweetheart, you know, it gets to the point where it's like, it almost makes it feel like I've been with you when I haven't been with you, but everybody that's on the live thinks we've been together.
Yeah, but mission accomplished, thirsty woman.
Yeah, fuck, I can't help it. I put the lotion on the skin.
Jesus Christ.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's funny because that I'm about to blur the line between some people who may have seen me on TikTok or in the past. Now, I haven't done this in a while, but I used to do like a little after dark thing that I loved to do.
This guy.
The silhouette. Dude, are you the one removing filters?
Or I'm ready to see red do it. I'm ready to see red do a red silhouette challenge. I'm gonna do one.
I almost did it. I'm not gonna lie. I almost did it.
Nacho did.
There was one lady. There was one woman on TikTok. I'm not gonna say which one she is, but after I saw hers, I was like, I'm gonna do it. And then I was like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't wanna like freak people out. But I was gonna say, so I used to do like a little thing because one of the things that did change, I think as I got older or whatever you want to say, is my interest in the BDSM lifestyle and kink. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's like, you know, it's something that I'm very interested in and that I want to pursue a dynamic in. But that whole honorifics things you were talking about, people who say certain things to you, sweetheart, honey, babe, whatever. Honorifics is huge in the BDSM community. It's something that's like, it's very important for you to have a conversation. Even something as simple as sir, like some people here in the South, I'm sure you all can tell by my accent, I was born and raised in Texas, but here in here, you'll say stuff like, hey, ma'am, hey, sir. Like you'll say it just because it's part of, but those are terms and something that's really important in that community. I can see that translating into, I guess you would call them vanilla relationships or regular relationships. Mm-hmm. You have honorifics just like this community has honorifics. Like those names are important to you. I would never start a conversation with you and be like, so anyway, babe, because that what you would be like, we would both feel awkward about that. It'd be like, and we've met in person.
Right.
But I would never call you that. We don't have that dynamic.
Correct.
We've never gone there. That's not something that we do. Now I would be like, we've touched on this one thing that I say, but I say it to everybody because I think it's funny, as I'm like, what's up, stud? Like, that's just something that I say. That was me,
but that's cool.
It's you. It's all you, babe. Anyway, so.
Stop.
But I used to say honey bun. And then somebody was like, oh, honey buns, like the butt. And I'm like, no, I meant like the pastry, you know, like, and when I say honey bun,
I thought of because I'm fat and I like to eat. And that's what I thought of, was the honey bun pastry.
Twins. But like, it's plural. It's like everybody in this room. It's like all of you, you honey buns, you know, but I had to stop saying it. Now I'll say it to like maybe people that know me or that I know or that I've talked to, but that's maybe.
Right. See, I don't know. I don't know about you, but for some reason, I think I'm attracted to train wrecks.
Oh, that'll make for an interesting life.
Well, here's the thing. So one story in particular. So, and it's, I'll make it quick. And it's actually.
No, please go into every detail.
it's actually quite comical because it's probably glazed honey buns, just so you know, Nacho. Glazed. We all like them glazed.
I don't like all the powder on my mouth. I don't mind glazed, but powder.
Yeah. So this I met her on, I think it's like on Tinder. Okay, the top five are Bumble, Tinder, Plenty of Fish.
Oh no.
Yeah, Plenty of Fish was where you get your hoe on. That is definitely the one that you get your hoe on. Tinder is like, there was another one called Hot or Not. That was another one. That was one.
There's a new one. It's called TikTok.
Yeah, now it's TikTok. Or there actually is another one called Hinge. That one's actually not bad, but you know, I go on it. I went on it one time, and the lady asked me what I did as a hobby, and I told her I had a podcast. She goes, "Really? What's your topic?" So I told her, "I'm dead ass serious. I can screenshot it and send it to you." Mm-hmm. Dead ass. And she never responded. And I said, "Well, I guess that was it. So it was great talking to you."
Oh, I got it right. Yeah. That we'll get it in a little bit, but adult ghosting. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude?
Yeah.
How old are we?
Yeah, just man up, woman up. Just tell the person, you know, listen, dude, we're not here. So it's funny because this date, we messaged each other and we were like, yeah, this was years ago. This wasn't like last weekend or 2 weeks ago. This was like 5-6 years ago or something like that. I don't even know. So we met. She was 45 minutes late. There's my number one red flag. So she shows up with her friend, and once her friend gets there, I get it, is because it's a man and you needed somebody else there. And I totally understand that. Maybe it's uncomfortable. That's cool. No big deal. But she said that she sucked at playing, or she was a bomb at playing pool. Now I told her, I was like, look, I suck. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. I suck. I completely 100% suck at pool, but do I like playing it? Yeah, I like playing it because I don't care. Mm-hmm. So we go to playing. Well, I'm whooping her ass. Like, I'm like either really good and just didn't know it, or she really sucked. Well, I explained that to her. I said, apparently I must be really good, or you just are really, you're worse than me. Cause we were on the level of talking shit. Mm. She got so pissed off. She hit me with the cue stick on the elbow, the fat part of the cue stick on the elbow.
What?
Yeah. And mind you, I went, you know what? You can pay for all your fucking drinks. I'm out. Then about 30 minutes later, she calls me and she's like, where do you live? I said, at home. She said, no, what's your address? I said, bitch, I'm not giving you my address. She's like, I want to make it up to you. I was like, no, it's not happening.
With the pool stick, I'm bringing it with me.
No. I was like, just lose my number because I've already lost yours. And we hung up. But that's that horror story.
Told her. You didn't ghost her.
No. Yeah,
I don't have any like horror stories like that. So like, knock on all kinds of wood that doesn't happen. I think the most, and I told this on a live the other day, I had, I met someone, profile seemed nice. Let's touch on this really quick. Do you feel like you have a type?
You know, like, I think I do. Now, If you're referring to like body type, that I'm not sure, but personality wise, and maybe the whole package, I think so.
See, I think that that's changed a lot for me from teens, obviously, 20s, early 30s, and like now, because I used to say that, right? I used to say, well, I have a type. There is a type of man that I enjoy or like, or I'm attracted to or whatever. The limits that causes for you is ridiculous, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think now one of the things that I really tried to do on a site is to be like, if you're engaging and talking, I'll talk back to you until I feel like, okay, I don't want to be a part of this conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily like it used to be. Honestly, it was like, you know, 6'1" to whatever, 6'5". And then it was, but not, you know, 170 pounds. It had to be like 200 to like 270 or like, you know, something like that. It was so ridiculous. And I think that's like the immaturity, the young in us, you know, like, this is what I want. I'm building my perfect person. I'm building the person that I want. It's bullshit. Okay. There's a certain level of obviously attraction, what I like, foundational stuff, you know, but you don't think about all that stuff when you're a kiddo. now, did I just say that? I'm like 90 years old. When you're a kiddo, when you're a young buck, when you don't think about any of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm at the age now where I can say when I was your age, it freaking sucks. Mm-hmm. But now absolutely. I just like, if you engage, if you interact, if I find you interesting, mm-hmm. if you don't creep me out, you're mm-hmm. already kind of getting your foot in the door. Okay. So
right.
read this profile. Nice guy, graduate, an analyst, 6'6". All right. Okay.
That's a tall motherfucker.
Just wait. So, you know, it sounds great, you know, whatever. Let's meet for coffee. Cause that's the other thing. And I'm going to meet you there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's different too from 19, whatever, or even maybe 2000. I'll meet you there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. When I was knee high to a grasshopper, it's much different. Pipe loves that.
I know.
Also changed. I have 4 kids now. So yes, mm-hmm. you're not coming to pick me up. I'm not going to tell you my address. It's not going to happen.
Right.
I'll meet you there. We'll go in the daylight. We'll do coffee. We'll do lunch, something like that. Very unromantic. Sorry. That's just the way it is until you build up to that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I meet the guy and mm-hmm. he doesn't get up. Like, you know, he's already sitting at a
table. Is he eye level with you or are you still looking up to him if you're sitting down?
No, I was taller. I was a little taller.
Okay.
Like
okay.
when he was sitting, but I just thought it was odd. And I was like, okay, COVID, yeah. you know, like he's not going to get up and hug me. I kind of like leaned in, you know, whatever, sat down, good conversation. Mm-hmm. I knew right away, this is another thing. I don't know if it's the same for men as it is for women. I knew right away that this was just cool guy, glad to be out in the public again, you know, glad to, but that was going to be yeah. it, you know. But as I'm talking, I start noticing the span from like elbow to wrist. And then like, and I was like,
did you do the triangular like, shape and isotheles triangles and go door
yeah,
handle?
Yeah, there was like a light cast and then like how big his venti coffee cup was like in his hand.
You measured the distance like, from here to here and went, okay, yeah, with that ratio. Like,
no. So then I was like, okay. So then we get like an hour and then we get up to mm-hmm. go out, you know? And when you get up from a table with a woman, whether you've been dating that woman or it's the first date or whatever, do you get up and step back to allow her to,
yes.
to go? Okay. He didn't do that. He stood up and took off. And I was like, but as he's walking away, he's a big mofo. So we get outside and I was like, hey, not a big deal. But as I'm like breaking neck, I'm like, did your profile say you were like 6'6"? And he's like, yeah, I put that. I'm 6'9".
Oh,
6'9", yo. And I was like, so what got me as funny is like, you will have women. And I know, I'm not going to lie. I've probably been guilty of it. I'll see that 5'6" or that 5'8" come through. And I'm like, you know, like,
yeah,
but it's just, and I asked, I've hung out with him since. And I asked him, is it just as bad to be 6'9" as it would be to be
5'6"?
Yeah. Or 5'6" or whatever it is, you know? And he's yeah. like, sometimes for me, it is. I mean, like here I am still single, you know? And like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, about that. You're still going to be single because I just can't like, no, I didn't say that, but
oh,
I was
going to say no. savage. Oh, shit.
Come on. I'm a sweetheart angel. Like there's no way. There's no way I would say that to him, but I'm just like, dude, the dude is that yeah. okay. I'm, yeah. I don't know if Pipe's in the audience, but I am 5'3". I'm 5'3". If she says I'm 5'2¾", mute her. Because it's
I get my moderators on her.
Not true. I've been 5'3" my whole life. I came out 5'3", so I am 5'3".
I have a friend of mine. She's 4'11", and she's like, I'm 5 foot, and I was like, listen, you're 4'11". You told me you're 4'11".
Let the girl be 5 foot.
She's like, I'm 5 foot, and I went, you're 4'11", but you can say 5 foot. So what's funny about her is that, I said, she's a stubborn woman. I said, you're so stubborn. You even refuse to grow. And she was like, you son of a bitch.
But, I like you her. Know. What's her name? No. Yeah. I mean, but I felt for the guy because I'm like, he goes through his own things. You go through yours. I go through mine.
Yeah. I have my insecurities. I know everybody has their own insecurities. And it's going to happen. It really is going to happen. But it's I've gotten to the point now where I'm kind of like, I'm still insecure, but I'm kind of like, eh, I don't give a shit anymore. But yeah. It's like right there on that cusp.
But it's a beautiful
place. I kind of do give a shit, but I don't.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I've never actually described it like that, but I feel like I'm probably there too, where it's like, I'm comfortable enough to come meet mm-hmm. you in whatever outfit I want to wear. Right. But at the same time, did you like that? You know what right. I mean?
Exactly.
Like the friend of mine that I called him Lavender. Like now we have a set thing every week that we go do, and we go get our coffee beans and we do what we do.
That's your but companion. Everyone,
he's my companion. But like every one of them is like, he was a very like athletic dressed person. Like that's just how right. he dresses. Sweats, or
no, he can't find anything to fucking fit. He's 6'9".
No, not that one.
Oh, I was like, look.
I don't see him anymore. Yeah, no.
He's like the size of my fucking drapes.
And no lie, he was like 170 pounds. If he was 170 pounds, I swear, he's very.
I can eat 175 pounds for lunch.
So can I. And I almost did.
No.
Because he only got me like a small cup of coffee. I was like, what the fuck? What is this? Like,
yeah, where's my cake pop?
Like,
where's my cake pop? What is this? What,
exactly.
Why did you just spend $5 for this coffee? This is bullshit.
I'm telling you. No. My other friend, he's very like t-shirts, tennis shoes, ball cap, you know, that kind of thing. So the more I saw him like that, I was like, all right, I'm going to come like that. You know, I'm just going to, if you find me in jeans, I must really like you, because I'm not going to put the effort into jumping into a pair of jeans unless there's something right. going on there. So, but yet even still, as soon as I hop into his truck, I'm always like, I wonder if he's like looking at my outfit. And I'm like, he don't know what to talk about. No, don't tell me that.
Listen.
I got questions.
I'm going to tell you something about a guy. Okay. I don't give a shit. A guy is going to look, even if you're a friend, he's going to look. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. He's going to look. Guys, I know you guys are out here in this fucking chat. Help me out here. Are we not going to look? That's just how it is. It's like it's embedded in our DNA. Yeah, it's not even the outfit. If we let you go first, right? You go first.
Is it the boobs?
It's probably the boobs and the butt. We're gonna look. It happens. Yeah.
Looking.
But see, here's the thing. I don't judge, and I've learned not to judge people. I don't judge at all, because there's a saying that I always say, and it's, who am I to judge when I can't even walk on water? And a lot of people are like,
high standards.
I don't judge. Because if I judge somebody, you know, then before you know it, you start to realize that judging them, it could be anything. You could take that judgmental attitude to work. Well, being a police officer, I can't judge, because even though let's say they're a criminal, whatever, they're doing their criminal thing, they still have rights. So who am I to judge them? Right. Even though they broke the law, they still have their civil rights. So I don't judge. I don't judge one bit. I don't sit there and say, oh, you know, that guy, no, fuck that. I let the judgmental attitude go. But I will always check out a woman, unfortunately. Now, if I'm with somebody.
Unfortunately.
Now, if I'm with somebody, it really depends on how, if the chick says, how would you rate her? Would you rate her, you know, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
You mean with relationship or just walking with someone, like you and I are at the mall?
If I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Like if I'm dating somebody and they say, oh, wow, she's really attractive. Now, don't pull me into a catch-22 just to argue with me, because that's going to piss me off. Now, but if she contacts me and she tells me, hey, listen, what do you think of her? She's really attractive on a scale of 1 to 10. And I'd say, oh, she's about an 8 or 7. You know, she's, and then we get into an argument, we have a problem. Mm-hmm. But if I walk by somebody and she's, and we're holding hands or we're arm in arm and I go, eh, give her a 7, that's disrespect to my girl. You see where I'm at?
Yeah.
It's, we have to be on the same level. Yeah. We can't be on two different levels.
It depends a lot on her and the person, what she's able to like accept and take, you know.
If I'm with someone, we looking together. Exactly. Yeah. And that's, we looking.
Yeah.
But when I'm single, I'm looking at everybody. I think I
what is she doing down there, dude? Like, God.
Well, I didn't want to hit the microphone because the headphones, these are old gaming headphones. I almost hit it.
Yeah. But, okay, fair enough. Like,
so I mean, what is your take on that?
So, like, I think it just depends. I remember back when it used to bug me if like a comment was made and the person was nothing like me. Like nothing. And I'd be like, how in the halibut fish is that person what you want? And I'm this person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking like polar opposite. I don't know if that would bug me now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't answer if it would bug me right now. I am okay hyping other women on my own. I like to do it.
I love seeing women empower other women.
Yeah. But I also like just hyping people in general. Like, I love people. Most of you guys that know me, I like to meet people. I like to talk to people. I like to spend time with. I love people. I thrive on people. Dude, lockdown, everybody complains about lockdown, okay? I'm not the only one. Everybody has an issue with it. I had a horrible issue with it, like, because I was like, shit, this really sucks. Like, I miss people. I don't know. I don't think we talked about it yet, but I had wrote a little note about finding out like what your love language was. Mine is touch. Like, I don't care if you never buy me a single thing. I don't care if you, but mine is touch. Like, if we're arguing and we get in the bed and you don't put a toe on me, we have problems. Like, I need to be touched. That sounds so bad, but it's a legit thing. And there's 5 of them, I think. And you can test yourself. 5lovelanguages.com. Take the test. Take it as a couple. Take it as a single person.
I've never taken it. I think I know what mine are, but I'd be curious to see what it is.
Yeah.
Renee, even if I was on a date, would I still check somebody out? Well, that's what I was just saying, that if she brought it up to me first and we were checking them out together, then yes. But other than that, no, I'm not going to be disrespectful to my girlfriend or the girl that I'm dating that I have a relationship with. So, I mean, there's a two-part answer there.
Yeah.
But as far as like, I went out on a date with a female and I opened the door for her. Now, here's where chivalry comes in. And I know there's a lot of guys that do it. And I know there's a lot of guys that don't do it. Well, here's where my part is. So I went out on a date. We're holding hands. Me and her, we go to a restaurant here in Oklahoma called Kevin Durant's. Well, it used to be called Kevin Durant's. Now it's, I don't know what it is. I opened the door for her, right? So I opened this door. A young man, probably early 20s, he comes walking through. So she starts to move into the door, sees him coming. She moves out of the way and lets him in. And he says, thank you. Now, I grabbed him real quick and I was like, listen, bud, I appreciate you being respectful, but in the way of the order of things, it's you let the female walk in first, then you can go, then I go. That's just the natural chivalry part to do. And he was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I was like, I wasn't holding the door for you. I was holding it for my woman, you know? And he was like, man, I'm so sorry, man. I wasn't even thinking. I was like, it's cool, but I wanted you to know. Now, if it stuck with him as he got older, I hope it did. But that's how I did it.
So that's twofold, right? Because you have the, I'm teaching you man, or you have the manners part of it, right? Which is just male, female, otherwise. If you get the door because you see a family coming or whatever coming, and then it within that family, like, let's say I get the, we're going somewhere together, I get the door, you know? I hate when people come from the other way and just, I'm like, I'm not holding it from you, sucka. You see all these people with me. I'm holding it for the people that I'm with. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the manner side of it. Correct. The female male thing. So I'm 40. I don't know now in the thing, like the generational thing, if I'm old or young yet. I haven't decided. So you don't get to decide because exactly. I haven't decided if I'm old or young yet, but.
we just level. I think when you hit 40, you level up.
Oh, you level. Okay, we're leveling.
I'm a level 44. I just turned it Monday.
Gotcha. Oh, that's right. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So like I have three sons. Mm-hmm. That is something that I have taught them and am teaching them. Like, mm-hmm. you do not, like, if you see, like, I'm very big on that with my oldest son also. You see someone struggling, little old lady, older, elderly man, whatever, you help, whatever it is. You see when someone get into the door, I don't care if you're 10, 15 mm-hmm. steps behind them, haul ass, get to the door, open right. it up. But now am I teaching them that because that's what I was taught? So is it mm-hmm. going to get passed down? If I was a crap mom, which I'm not, dude, I'm a kick-ass mom.
You're a kick-ass mom.
If I was a crap mom and mm-hmm. didn't teach them anything about that stuff like that, it doesn't get passed down, right? It dies right there. So correct. I don't think it has to do with the times. I think it has to do with how one was raised and what they're passing on to their kids and how they're morphing. Cause I'm morphing a lot too. My oh, parents yeah. were excellent, excellent parents. Loved them mm-hmm. to death. Right up until the day that they divorced, I was 17. My dad was a good dad. My mom was a good mom, period. But everything was taboo. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about sex. We didn't talk about drugs. We didn't talk about smoking. We didn't talk. I didn't give out my phone number. We didn't go out. Nothing. We didn't do that. And I couldn't ask questions. I was as naive as they came and boom, 18-year-old mom. That's just how it happened. You know, I'm not blaming. Wow. I'm just saying that's
right.
what happened.
Right.
So that was one of the first things that I said that I was not going to do. Nothing is off the table in my house. My kids and I, my boys and I, and my daughter. The youngest is a girl. We talk mm-hmm. about everything. And I mean everything. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to come to me and ask once. You want to know about sex? Ask me. You want to know about drugs? You ask me. After right. I've taught you and told you, let me find a pack of cigarettes. Sorry for any smokers that are in here. That's just my opinion.
Right, right.
After I've told you, let me find a pack of cigarettes in your room. I'm beating the shit out of you because right. I've already talked to you about it. But you're allowed to come to me and ask me for anything. And my oldest has. The mm-hmm. day that he was ready to have sex, he came down and he said, I'm ready. She's not. Then mm-hmm. you ain't getting any.
Right.
Period. Absolutely. You know, I'll get you the condoms when she's ready. Y'all are ready.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. See, and my mom was with, I can't remember who. Really, but they went out to like a fancy dinner. It was like they had something to do with okay, it's gonna sound so bad, but they went out, like they got invited to like a really fancy dinner out in Georgia, and it was like there was a few Playboy bunnies out there. Like it was a big deal. Like, but they weren't like butt naked, they were showcased, they were just like walking around introducing themselves. So they got me a couple autographed pictures, not naked but in lingerie. A couple autographed pictures, and then they brought me like a whole bunch of condoms.
He's giggling.
Like I had no idea. Yeah, I was giggling. So when they came home, when I came home from like hanging out with my buddy or whatever, I see this like little basket on my dresser, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" And under the basket was the picture. So I was like, "What is going on here?" Immediately, I thought, "Do they want me to use these condoms and look at these women?" I mean, I don't know what's going on here. So I had to literally ask them, like, "What is all this about?" And they were like, "Listen, you're just if you don't keep it in your pants, you're gonna bag it." I went, "Okay." Period. Noted. That was it. Yeah. That was like the gist of the conversation.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just think that it's important. Like that sounds like something I would do. Like I said, I have three of them. Each one of mm-hmm. them is different. One of them wanted to know all of the information. The mm-hmm. other one was oblivious and couldn't really care less. The other one is embarrassed, right? And he kind of wants to ask me, but then doesn't want to ask me. Mm-hmm. And also, nothing's taboo. Stuff is natural. Right. Stuff's going to happen. respect my house, respect where you're at, because now I have a, absolutely. I have a girl in the house. Some of you know that the youngest came to me 2 years ago. So I had to adjust my household, mm-hmm. which was full of now essentially men, right? Because the youngest boy is going to be 13 and he's, you know, the man, he's got facial hair and, mm-hmm. you know, like, whatever. You know what this is? This is a lot of hair. I don't know how that happens. One day he doesn't have it and the next day it's like, okay.
That's friggin' hilarious. I've never seen it brought. Like, it just grew.
It's just, that's how it is.
Like, I see my youngest with a little facial hair right here. And I'm like, bro, let me cut that for you.
How many do you have? I thought you only had one. Sorry.
Two. I got two boys.
Two boys.
I taught the oldest one how to shave. I helped him shave. So that was a really cool thing for a dad to do.
Yeah.
So if anybody, you know, don't, it's really cool. And he was just standing there.
Just kidding.
So you want to get into some questions?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm totally ready. I'm about to embarrass the shit out of you.
Bring it. Well, this one really isn't like directed really towards anybody. These are just just generic. So, how can you tell a man is hesitant towards commitment?
Are you asking your audience first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to ask everybody.
Let's see what happens.
I'm kind of curious as to what the audience would say. Like, so the question again is, how can you tell a man is hesitant towards commitment? Body language. That's a good one. So me personally, like, hesitant towards commitment, I think if – oh, man. I haven't really thought about this one. So
while you're thinking though, I have a question. Is hesitant necessarily bad, or is it just cautious? Is it like,
true?
Like, did you ask that question and there was like a negativeness about it? Or were you just like, you know,
I didn't even think about that.
I'm hesitant as shit.
Yeah. I know I am. Hold on. What? Hold on. This is my mother. He's 45 and lives with his mom.
I would think that he would have an issue with, yes.
Okay. So
what's that, failure to launch movie?
Yeah, see? So if we don't have these combos with our kids, absolutely. I'd say that goes back with what we were talking about before. Yes. They're just starting to scroll through. Exactly. So they're really
want Jen. Like, yeah. Don't ask the internet.
Right. Don't
have one that freaking like, show me Selena Gomez naked. Stop Googling
shit. So Sue says they'll find excuses to get out of things or postpone things. That's a good one. I can see that happening. Mm-hmm. Only calling after 10.
Is that a commitment thing, or has he just made you some sort of booty call, or like, or is he hiding something during the day?
And Piper says, and that's a booty call. See, when I was growing up, a booty call started off at like 1 o'clock in the morning. If you got a call at 1 o'clock in the morning, that was the booty call.
At WY
10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Like, remember, it was the pagers back in the day.
No, I ain't that old. I'm not that old.
He never takes you to his place. There you go. Or something's up. Because see, me personally, I think if I'm hesitant on a commitment, now I will probably skate around the idea like, well, let me think about it, because I wasn't ready to think about it at that point, if that makes any sense. So if somebody brings up the question to me now and says, hey, like I just did now, I'm not ready for that question. It's kind of like, let me process this question and really think about it, because it's I almost have to be like pre what's the word I'm looking for, you guys? I gotta be like pre something to get the question. I can't even think of the word, to be honest with you. But anyway, it's like I have to read the question and then go, okay, give me a little bit and then I'll get back to
like
you.
Like a heads up.
Yeah, like a heads up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I do have kind of like commitment, not commitment issues, but I definitely have things that have happened to me in the past that I don't want to happen again. So I'm being really cautious.
That's the thing. So it's not a commitment issue. It's not, I cannot commit. It's, I want to make sure.
Right.
Like, I need to know, which of course we're not ever going to get 100% guarantee.
Correct.
But there is some due diligence, even in a relationship, you know, scenario that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. So it's, so like mine is like, mine is, you know, I don't know. Mine is more like, I'm just really blunt and straight to the point, you know, and it's kind of like you either hurt feelings and I don't mean to, because I'm too blunt about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean to be an asshole coming across, because sometimes it just comes out that way. And I'm like, fuck, I have to really reiterate it and go, I wasn't meaning to be an asshole. I'm sorry.
It comes out that way across the board, or like whether it's a romantic interest or not.
Mm-mm.
Because I think that if I was like romantically interested in someone, I am more likely to have my feelings on like heightened nerve status, you know, like, open nerve, than if I have no interest in you in that way at all.
Right. See, I think now, do you believe that, like, I believe in the quality of text messages too. So we're in the day and age of communications. Nobody is without a phone. I don't care who you are. You are with your phone. Now, when you start dating and, or you're talking to somebody and you're talking for texting, talking, just coming through, and all of a sudden out of the blue, it's one answer. Yes, no, maybe. The quality of text messages gives me the hint that you're not interested now. Mm-hmm. Or you let like 6 hours go by and go, oh, sorry, I was really busy. That's such a fucking default for people. You're not too busy. It's nothing to throw the phone and go.
Did you sit on the toilet at any point during today?
Then you could abandon exactly. Did you jump on Facebook? Because if we're Facebook friends and we see that, you did. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm glitching up because I shook the table.
Are you okay? Yeah. You see yourself? I can hear you. Okay. So I'm really gonna date myself now. I don't love text messages when you're trying to get to know someone. I think that one, a lot can be misinterpreted. A lot of the things that we use now, Insta, Snapchat, WhatsApp, they have voice features, which I really like. One, because I'm lazy as shit as far as texting. I hate to do it. I don't like to do it. So if I'm not answering, it's because I just don't feel like typing it out. The talk to text thing is a good thing I use a lot.
Right.
Again, there's a lot of interpretation there, but I think there's a lot to be said now for, we're going to backtrack to the days where we did phone calls, we did video chat, because even now I've said people on dating app, hey, not to get views, you don't have to follow me, find me on TikTok. You can see how I move. You can see me in interaction. Like, it's not just a still selfie that I filtered on Snapchat. It's, you know, you see me moving, you see me talking, you hear me. I've got some singing stuff on there. Like, you can get a little bit better feel for who I am as a person. And if we're going to click, I had a guy get upset one, this was like 2 weeks ago, because he did want some sort of like, say that, we're going to try this. Are you all in? Mm-hmm. All in what? First off, like, what does that mean? We said we were going to meet for coffee, initial meeting. I'm not going to commit to anything before that initial meeting, because I can talk to you all night long on this thing right now. You know, we've been on the show for almost an hour. It seems good. What if we meet in person and that chemistry is just not there? You're not for me and I'm not for you. Like, that's what initial meetings are for. Huge red flag. It upset him. He was like, well, I'm saying I'm all in. Are you going to come off the site? No, I'm not coming off the site. Matter of fact, I'm meeting someone tomorrow. So like, I'm not going to do that. And he was angry. He was upset, you know? And then eventually he ended up blocking me because he was like, well, you don't seem serious about this. So, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, dude. First off, it doesn't matter what the outcome is now, because you've already given me this vibe that I've decided at this moment that I'm no longer interested. So like now I'm just debating with you to debate with you. Like now we're just arguing, you know?
And you know, and that's what's funny because, you know, Nick, I had a live once upon a time on TikTok and a guy came on, Ranger Davis, and he, and I've always said it, you know, I'm always about debating, or not even debating, just discussions. Like this is a discussion, not a debate. Mm-hmm. And he made it even more clear to the point where he said, discussions are for education, debating is for winning. And you could not be further from the truth. So I always talk about that, and I stole that from him, and I don't care. So deal with that. So I liked him. He was a great guy in my life, but you're absolutely right. So when people, I'm almost disgusted with the dating scene, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. That's for sure.
It's not. It's absolutely not. So here's another question. So how can you tell if a man is stringing you along or actually sees a future with you? Can you tell?
I don't think I have enough experience for that. That's legit my honest answer. I don't think I have enough experience yet for something like that.
Now I've fallen guilty of probably leading people on when I'm not meaning to, but yes, I've fell to that. And I've always apologized, and I was like, look, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. You know, I'm at a loss of words for a guy who always got in trouble at school for talking too much. I'm at a loss for words, you know, but I have manned up to my problem, and I have manned up to my insecurities and everything else, but I have apologized.
So to kind of poop on my name a little, right after my youngest son was born, there was like a roofing guy, son of the owner or whatever, that came to work for us. Mm-hmm. And super young, for whatever reason, he just thought I was like so amazing. And he was constantly asking me for coffee and like to go to lunch or to whatever. I liked. What was that? Oh, is
that's
that
your mom? That's my mom. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, and here's the deal. Like, so I'm about to say, I'm about to shit on my name. I enjoyed, now I was like, I don't know, 6 months postpartum. I enjoyed that attention that I was getting from that person, even though I knew nothing was ever going to happen. It was never going to go anywhere. I was a married woman, happily, maybe not now in hindsight, but you know, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but he was young. He was, you know, son to the owner of a business, you know, I mean, he was educated, he was attractive. I spoke to him more than I should have spoken to him longer than I should have.
Have you ever considered dating somebody that was just separated?
Have I ever considered it, or have I come across it? So
have you ever done it? And then B, if the person just comes up to you and says, hey, I really find you attractive, da 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 da, let's go out. But he's only separated. Have you ever like second guessed it?
It hasn't happened, but I think, and again, you know, I know a lot of people probably would disagree with this. I think it would depend on the circumstances. Now, I know men who use that as a lie. It's just not the same anymore. We're just not this. We're just not that. You know, are you married? Yes or no? Like, right. I'm pretty sure I just asked that question recently to someone. Yeah. I just said, are you a married man? Yes, I am.
But see, a man, a lot of times the man will say no. Even if he's separated, he'll say no because he's just separated.
So this one was super honest. He said yes, but the next line after that was, please don't ghost me. We're not doing anything wrong. Okay. I don't know because I don't want to be that wife.
Right.
Like how would I feel?
Exactly. So my thing is, this is my sister, by the way. Yeah. So love my sister, love my mom. I love everything. I love the dynamics. I love my family. So the funny thing is that I did date somebody that was separated. We dated for 8 months. And she told me she was separated. Yeah. And she was like, we've been separated though for like a year and a half, this, that, and the other. So it was a year and a half and then my 8 months. So it was 2 years. Okay. Then all of a sudden, I guess she started telling her, I guess, husband that she was seeing me or that she was seeing me. And I guess he scoped me out on Facebook or whatever. Uh-huh. And I guess he got threatened because the next thing, like within the next 2 weeks, I was ghosted. Like I was nobody ever again. So from that point, I told myself, I will never date somebody that's separated. It's not going to happen. You either have those papers. And not only that, you better have those papers for a long period of time before you even slide into my DMs, because I'm not going to be your what's that term I'm not going to be your rebound. You need time to heal.
I've not been single enough to date Vanilla Gorilla.
But you have to have time to heal. Just because your mind says I'm good, your body and they both have to mesh. You're not good. I don't care.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very specific story. I was going to say, like, it depends on the circumstances. So, like, my sister, and some of you know, like, there's issues with her. So she's not the best example, but she is and has not been with her husband now for 2 years. He's dating. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, Renee. Like, that's the thing. It really depends because sometimes people can't
afford. They got kids together. They had kids together.
There's a custody issue. So like right now, my ex-brother-in-law, which I will call him that, is not legally divorced and it's my fault. And here's why. I fought him for custody of my niece and won. So that custody fight halted his divorce. Mm-hmm. And he's pissed because he has met someone. And it's been 2 years that he has not been with my sister.
Yeah.
And my sister has her own ghosts and issues and all that kind of stuff. So is that girl wrong for dating my ex-brother-in-law? No, I mean.
Situation.
Yeah.
It's all in the situation because it's everything has a different situation. You're going to have different things. So yeah.
Now he is. Oh man, I messed myself up. He is military, which I think they don't care. If you're married, you're married. So if you're caught or whatever, you could be.
Yeah, you could be in some deep shit because
the situation sucks.
Because if he's legally married still and in the military still, and he's with somebody else, he just committed adultery. Mm-hmm. And I think that is majorly frowned upon in the military.
Which so, I don't know if he has.
Change subject. Change subject. Like, so wait.
There are ghosts. This place is haunted.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. So I don't know this guy. I mean, so everything. Yeah. Everything is situational. So here's another one.
What you got?
Let's see. There's a couple of good ones here. So I have to give credit with Wendy on this because she's awesome.
She's got it.
When you
said her match is taken, she's like, what's the answer?
She's like, she was probably going, hey, I'm totally going to get him. And she did. She did a really great job. I love it. I love it. How can you tell when it is the right time to take the relationship to the next level, past friendship for both parties?
Are we talking sex?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. It just okay. That's where you listen here, Dr. Ruth. But yeah.
I think if you're just like, for me, it would just be like, am I ready? And I'm going to have to communicate that because if he's not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, Katie, I know. Yeah, and that's going to be the situation. And it sucks because I am not a good alone person in general, not just relationship. I do not like to be alone. I love to be with people. Like, I want to be able to say, I'm going to the grocery store and you're going to say, I'll ride with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I had a really good friend once upon a time. She's moved. She's been married. She's in North Carolina or something. And she was such a cool fucking person. Like, I gave her a key to my house because she would come over when I was at work. She would come over and walk my dog or, you know, do whatever. She was just that person. She was just that kind of person. And she, when she would go out on dates, she was one that would say, hey, can you go with me and just go sit over here and we'll be over here. That way, if anything happens, you can just kind of swoop in and say, hey, this is, you know, we got to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. But she sometimes would come over and she would literally open up the door. She'd have two Starbucks, one for her, one for me. She would literally just walk into the door and jump on the bed and go, wake up, asshole, and wake me up. And I'm like, what is going on? Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I'm up. I drink the coffee. And she's like, I'll walk the dog, go jump in the shower. We're going day drinking. Okay, cool. Jump in the shower. She would take a pitcher of water and throw it over. I mean, that's the kind of person. She was just too cool, but nothing happened.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to that. I want to answer Wendy's questions first for myself and just say that I think that when I feel like I'm ready, when I feel like when I'm looking at the dude with that freaking stupid grin on my face and I'm like, okay, you just got to say, you know, you don't know. It's got to be right for both of you. So if I know it's right for me because I feel it or I want to lean in or I want to do this, I'm feeling those urges. That's such a cringy word, but like I'm feeling those urges, you know, I'm going to talk to him about it. This situation that you just talked about right now, I need to understand from a woman to a man, why not her? Like, what was it?
Like, she was, well, what had happened was,
explain it to me.
We did get intimate. We talked about having a relationship. But honestly, she was very flighty. So she would disappear for like 2 days and then come back. And then she'd disappear and then come back. So she's like a social butterfly. She would disappear and come back. Well, I need more of a consistent thing than disappear and no communication.
Yeah.
So, and we talked about it. And I was like, listen, I need this and you can't give that to me. And she understood. She's like, that's cool. No problem, man. And it was like no big deal. But
was the intimate moment on purpose, or was it like we got drunk and then this happened?
No. It was definitely a consensual thing. There was no drunkenness involved in it. So yeah, it was cool. It was a good. We had a really good thing. But you know, it is what it is, and it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But she ended up just being a really good friend to the point where when she got married, she ended up having like schizophrenic episodes. And I believe it was marriage induced because her husband was really like off the wall out there. And she was trying to fix him. And she came not talking to me about it. And I was like, you know, were you this way before you got married? And she said, no. And I went, well, you might need to reevaluate certain things in your life. Mm-hmm. So they ended up getting a divorce like a few months later down the road because he was cheating on her left and right, this, that, and the other. However, she ended up not having to take medication because her schizophrenic episodes were marriage induced.
Gotcha.
But to take the relationship to the next level, that's where I think I was ready and she was ready, but together we were not ready for this question for me. Mm-hmm. That's how I know for both parties. That's how I answered the question. So what should I do or you if, hold on. Where is it at? What should I do if I like someone who isn't into labels?
you need to know where your cutoff point is. So at what point is this, okay, I have no self-respect or self-worth, you know, and at what point are you willing to be like, you know what, I like this person enough to compromise and be like, you know what, so long as he's not disrespecting you or she's not disrespecting you, you know.
Correct.
And what I mean by that is like, you know, not talking about having an open relationship, but just being all over the place and like, but it's still expecting you to be something to them.
Correct.
It's freaking communication. That cliche saying, it's all about communication. Mm-hmm. You got to say it. I suck at it, but I know
relationships can turn into relationships in a matter
easily,
of a second,
quickly,
like stupid fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I guess for me, it's, I don't mind, like I'm not that type of person that says, oh, I'm not ready for a commitment or like, I'm not ready for the label, but it's not like I want all the benefits of being a boyfriend just without being labeled the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not that guy. If we've been all of this and then some, then yeah, you're my woman and I'm your man, deal with it.
Yeah. I need to correct what I said, because I think what's important to me would be like, mm-hmm. like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be your secret. That's a huge deal right. for me. And I think mm-hmm. it has been because of like past things that have happened in my life, not necessarily in just relationships. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be second best. I want to be somebody's first.
I'm like, tired of sitting on the back burner.
Yeah. Like, stop hiding me.
Yeah.
Stop and being like, you know, no, if you want it, don't secretly tell me over here that you do, but over here correct. You can't say it. Like that's correct. Bullshit.
Correct. And it's what's crazy about it is that it's like, if you're on the back burner, you're just a swipe away. Cause again, everybody, you got the options. You've got Tinder, you got plenty of fish, you got everything else. So they might not like the way you tie your fucking shoe if you have to hold your breath, because my belly and I gotta and hold my breath to tie my shoe. You know, they might not like that. And they're like, well, he has a belly, he's never gonna get rid of it. So I'm gonna find somebody that's just like him, just, you know, has a better ab pack. Well, I mean, so be it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So and that's where people get judgmental and shallow, and like the movie Shallow Hal, you know, whatever. Yeah. So how do you bring up the subject of moving to the next level with somebody? You just bring it up? I just bring it up.
Hey, so
we gonna do this.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what level, right? Because if you're talking mm-hmm. about like, let's move in together, that's a really serious conversation. If you're talking about like, okay, I'm ready to go to the bedroom, that's a leg rub. So like, mm-hmm. you know, that's.
Now, if it's a shaved leg, I mean, it's I'm all for it, but don't put that fucking prickly 8-pound thing on my that 8-pound saw on my waist and start rubbing back and forth, because that hurts like hell.
Shave your legs. You're too much. I can't. There's too many rules, too many things I have to do.
I'm telling you. Don't put that 8-pound saw on my waist and cut me in half, because this is bullshit. Either let that bastard grow out a little bit longer or don't. All right, don't give me that in between part.
How many more questions do you
have? One more.
I got one. Okay, go.
Say you're talking to someone online and it's long distance. How long should you wait to finally meet?
Oh no, I'm a.
You gotta do it right away.
Yeah, if we did a video chat and I feel like we're okay, like, pipe. I'm about to go there, girl. I'm about to go there.
Bring it.
If we like can video and stuff, like, I'm all for it. Now, here's another thing. Some people may say, "Well, God, make him come to you." I like to drive. Like, a lot of you have heard me say it. I'm a runner. I like to go. Yeah. Not a physical runner. Dude, do I look like I fucking run? No, I'm a runner. Like, I'll get in my car and I'll go. You know?
You're too much. I can't deal with you right now.
Or ever. Or ever, okay. Because you can't handle me.
Can't handle this one.
Yes. The landscaping thing. Let's go there right away.
Do it.
Do you do it?
Do I?
Yes.
100%.
Okay. I taught my oldest.
You are not going to look for the you're not going to look for the worm through the forest.
Okay. I taught my son immediately. Like, do you think it's more for intimacy or cleanliness or everything or comfortableness or what?
I do it for cleanliness.
Okay.
Because if a man, okay, I'm just going to speak on my behalf. Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom. You might want to earmuff this.
Sorry.
Yeah, my mom's here. So, and probably my sister too. I don't know. Sorry, we dropped down to 12. So I believe that a man should manscape. I do believe. Now, it just if he's being intimate with his partner, if she manscapes womanscapes.
I
think the man should probably try to imitate, if not get close to it.
No, we said we weren't going to be embarrassed.
I know. So if she shaves it all off, and if he doesn't feel comfortable about shaving it all off, maybe he should trim it up and make like a landing strip or something to that. Just something. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how else to put it, you guys. I'm sorry. Fuck it. I don't care.
I'll do it. Ready? Yeah.
He definitely needs the manscape.
Yeah. I taught the boys early. Like, you do that. One, mm-hmm. for cleanliness. Like, it's just easier. This is Texas, dude. It gets to 110 degrees in the summertime. Trust me, just do it, you know?
And my sister says, absolutely, he better.
Yeah. He better. Yep. He should. Better.
Exactly.
And I'm about to go real into it. You ready?
Here.
Okay. How did I approach it with my boy? Honestly. Good question. Honestly, I just said, hey,
and I can't with Piper right now.
I just said, hey, you got hair down there, right? And he's like, oh yeah, I got some. A lot? Yes. You need to cut that. It's hot. You don't want it to smell and you don't want it to be itchy. Like, that's it. He's a boy. So like, I wasn't going to be all like, no, I just said it. And he's like, really? I'm like, yes, absolutely. Use the clippers. All right, cool. End of conversation. That mm-hmm. was it. If he had more questions, he would have mm-hmm. asked. Mm-hmm. And he did. He came back and he was like, do I do the bottom part too? And I'm like, be really careful.
Be very careful. Like, be very careful.
And that was
it's very attainable. You can do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and then you go into like the intimacy part of it. Like, so.
Like that.
Yes. Matching manscaping parties.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it. I had posted a video one time. I used to wax.
What?
Okay. What?
Just went from matching manscaping parties. You're like, oh yeah, the intimacy part. I posted a video.
Where's this video? I'm sorry.
Hold on, okay. I gotta look it up. Where's the video?
No, period, pause, space. I posted a video one time inside the wax room because my girl is great. She follows me on TikTok. She's freaking hilarious.
That's awesome.
Speaking of, she's the one that's going to teach us how to freaking Brazilian wax red rich, which he's going to do. Y'all remember that, right? He's totally getting all the way waxed. It's a long story. Ask him next time y'all talk.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to hate me.
I think I remember them talking about that. So, yeah.
So, I mean, and I'm not going to lie. Really? That shit hurts. It hurts a lot. You get kind of used to it and you numb out after a while. Oddly enough.
Mm-hmm. But, this person right here.
I was about to go there. Oddly enough, from like that part back, you don't even feel it. It don't hurt.
You know what? I'd do it.
It does not hurt.
I would do it.
Do you like dingleberries? There's my question. If the answer is no, then you wax it. Well, yes, but you know.
Who doesn't fucking wipe?
No, people wipe.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, like, don't you always have to like be so conscious about that?
No. If Wait, no. It this did take a turn. No, right. Because sometimes let's oh my gosh. So anyway, we went from dingleberries to oh my goodness.
Okay. Anyway, used to wax, it hurt, you numb out. It doesn't actually hurt on the back. You know what a Brazilian is, right? Which is everything. Literally everything.
Everything. Okay.
The reason why that is so great, man and woman, for intimacy is the skin on skin. Obviously, there's more sensitivity. Correct. It's better for everyone. We do have the same brain, and I love it. All of that is, you know, awesome. Then I got to thinking, God, I was going, this part's whatever, cringe if you want to. But basically, you have hair cycles, right? Just like you do everywhere else. You would go get wax. You'd have, like, I swear to God, like 1 week of like smooth as I don't know what. Then you'd have a week of like, I'm going to die. This is, I'm going to itch myself to death. This is the horriblest thing in the world. And then you have
public.
Yeah. And then you have 2 weeks of growth before you could wax it again. So it wasn't even worth it. It was like 70. I think I pay like $80 every time I went or something like
Holy fuck.
I mean, dude, she's all up in your John, like, hello, like, I think she's earned it. Anyway, so then I started doing all the math and I was like, I'm gonna get that shit lasered. Like, I'm not gonna go back and get waxed. I have how many years of potentially someone seeing my who? So I'm gonna go get it lasered. Oh my God. It's the same type of technology as having like your tattoo removed. When I tell you that I cried.
Hurt. That had to have hurt.
It hurt so bad. And then she would like take a break. She'd be like, okay, breathe through it. Ready? Ready to go again? Okay, go. And then she's like, okay, now I'm going to, sorry, mama. I'm going to go in. Okay. Oh my God, dude. And so like they give you like this numbing cream. Mm-mm. Go ahead. No. Ask your question. What? Nope. Go ahead.
Mm-mm. Nope. So when a guy... here it is. So when the woman is saying, "Oh, beat it up," he can't come close to that.
I hate you.
There's so no way. Beat it up, and he can't. You got lasered. No.
Are you pouting?
No, because that's just a straight up true fact. So when you say beat it up, the guy's like, yeah, I'm doing this. He's really not, because you got lasered.
You want your mind blown? It's 8 sessions. So it's 8 sessions for... And you're done for life. For life, bro.
I'm not doing that. No.
Oh, you wouldn't laugh. You wouldn't survive.
I wouldn't. Because you know how big my nutsack would probably be?
I don't.
Like this.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. No. I don't have my own set. So it's like hard for me to think about that. But yeah.
Any guy that's in here right now is probably going, yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. I want to know, because there was always like an appointment after me with my waxer, and usually it was a man. And I think we asked her on my live. It's like, how do you not like
8 tear sessions that? Per sack? I don't think so. Sorry, it ain't gonna fucking happen. Nope. I'll stick to the shaving cream. Like, I found some really good shaving cream. I don't get razor bumps. All that shit's gone for the birds. Yeah, I'm not fucking with it. I'm not doing no damn lasers. I'll try the wax one time. Yeah, you call me whatever you want. I am not fucking with it. It's worth it. I don't give a shit, Wendy.
It's totally worth it, Wendy.
8 sessions, y'all.
Hairless for life, y'all.
Mm-mm. Nope. I have lived 45 years.
Text me in about 30 years and I'll let you know if it's legit. I'll let you know if that shit worked.
That's funny as shit.
You'd be like, ideal image, laser hair removal. Nope.
I'm good. Plug. You still have stock in Gillette. No.
At least I don't bedazzle my shit.
Right,
I feel like that would hurt and cause some rashes. I don't know.
Hold on, what, Piper? I'm a year. Just call me. God, see, and look, and Katie wants to know how much it cost. How much does something like that cost?
Okay, So it's expensive off the bat. I think I did Brazilian, the trail up to my belly button and my armpits. And I think it was like $4,700. But that's it. Like I was paying $80 to get a Brazilian every 4 weeks.
Yeah. And then how much do you think you pay for like shaving, you know, razor blades and all that? Like throughout.
So here's the deal. Like I never did that because, I mean, I do it with my legs, but I never, so I would get really bad in my armpit. The word's not allergic, but I would get really bad bumps in my armpit to the point where it was like, if I was going to a wedding, I'd take the razor with me. I'd shave right before we got out to go to the wedding. By the time the reception was over, I was on fire. Like I couldn't do it.
Wow.
Now I don't get hair at all because they laser that shit and it's gone. After like two sessions, nothing ever grew back. It was awesome.
So did you, was it $4,700 to do these and then another?
It was all of it. So I did armpits, the Brazilian, and then up my belly button, and that's $4,700. So like if I had to do like this, I had gotten done in my 20s. I did, you know, like lip and chin. And I think that was like $1,800 or something like that.
Holy cow. Yeah. Wow. See, I didn't even know about that. Yeah. I honestly, I've heard of lasering, but I never really thought of it like that. I was like,
it literally is a laser and it shoots like little water so that it can cool it down at the same time because it's hot and it hurts. It.
Mm-hmm. Sue actually, okay. I know what a taser feels like. I put the video on. It's on this channel.
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
I flop like a fucking fish because it's okay. This taser is no joke.
Yeah.
And it sucked. And not only does it give you electrical shocks, it actually burns you too because it's electricity.
Yes.
It burned. So I had these two dots on my back that burned and the scabs were there for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
I'm good. No.
So is that a no on the lasering?
That's probably a no. Look, and then there's my sister. Well, that's kind of cool though. You never have to worry about it again.
Ever.
I don't know. I get it. I get it. You know what? Maybe I don't know, man. If somebody else paid for it, then probably because it'd be like, fuck it.
Let me get my checkbook. Is that you have Venmo, Cash App? Like, what do you have?
Look, now watch. All of a sudden, my Cash App's going to start exploding and be like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
What are we paying for? Laser or wax?
Oh, the laser.
A laser. I'll even get you some numbing cream.
I'll have like a little heart.
Oh my God.
It's Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Not yet.
It's the month of February.
Too much information about you. I don't think I'm going to be able to see you when I go to.
No.
I don't think we're going to ever be able to be in the same room again. Sorry.
Oh, my sister's yelling out wax. So I guess she wants to know.
Hilarious.
I would record my face going, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be it.
Not go, take a look here, record that. I wouldn't do that. Good. But definitely go.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Now that would be funny though. That'd be some funny fucking content. Just kidding. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. You're not that desperate for views. Come on.
Not today. No.
Do you feel very informed in the whole love, dating, this, you know, all of that stuff?
No, because
so the show did nothing for you. Good to know.
The show, it's just, I don't know. And I'm pretty okay with being single. Yeah. I don't, and like how a lot of women say, I don't need a man. I don't need one. And a lot of women will say it so rudely. And it's kind of like, well, I'll say it just like the way they say it. Well, I don't need a woman. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I get hated on, but I said the exact same thing. So double standards are huge.
Oh, yeah.
In the dating field. Huge. Was that your dog?
Sounds like a really big dog. No, I'm not at it home. Sounds like a really big dog. I'm scared. Yeah, that was something Daniel also said to me earlier today when we were talking about that. He was like, he's like, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm sorry if that's really loud. Is that really like,
I mean, we hear it, but it's not like crazy, crazy.
Cause I have these on. I can't really tell. He said, I don't know if you know, but your energy is alpha. I know. Like, I knew that already, but he's like, and you think that you want an alpha male. A lot of women will say it. I want an alpha male. I want someone that's going to take care of me. Someone that's going to, he's all, but you don't. And so like, after thinking about that, I was like, he is so right. Now there are certain aspects in my, like maybe intimate life where I would want that, but not in like the regular. Yeah. Tell me you don't need me. What kind of need though?
Right.
Like, here's the other thing and I know I can speak from experience. I got tired of being the one to make all the payments and do all this and do it. Now, I like to serve plates. That's very 1950s, whatever. That's my deal. I am an old grandma. If you need something, I'd like to feed you. I like for you to come to my house. That's really freaking annoying me now. I like for you to come to my house. I like to do all of that stuff. Okay. I'll give you a place to sleep. I'll do all of that stuff for you. When you start expecting it, I'm done. Right. I want to do it because I want to do it for you, not because you can't do it for yourself. And you shouldn't want to not be able to do it for yourself. Have a little self-worth, you know, like that's become a huge thing for me too. Have some self-worth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be worth it. You want someone not to put you second? Be like, I'm not going to stand for that. You're not going to keep me in this spot. I'm moving on to this or the other. And I'm going to voice it. And if you can't handle it, then I'm out. That part, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that part I do consider a huge flaw in my personality. And Daniel brought it up without me even saying it, is the ability to disconnect and reconnect when I am ready. But it's also not fair to other people. And I do that a lot. I disconnect. It's a self-preservation thing for me. I disconnect in my regular life with people. If I feel like stuff is going on and I don't want to talk about it, I get nervous and I don't want to. I will absolutely. It's part of what I would consider what my face of depression looks like, right? I'm not saying I'm a depressed person. I've never been clinically diagnosed with depression, but everybody goes through bouts of it.
And oh, yeah, absolutely.
From a romantic standpoint, I am very easily able to be like, you done? I'm done. And I will go, but it's self-preservation.
Absolutely. See, I went on I was dating this one. We were probably dating for about 2 months. So she knew that I was pretty sarcastic. She knew, you know, she knew me, you know, 2 months of nonstop talking, you know, I'm sarcastic. I think you fucking figure it out within like 3 minutes. It's nothing. I don't hide it. So anyway, so we go out on a date. This was our last date and I will never forget the last date. So we go on a date and she says, so the lady, we go to eat sushi, and which, by the way, I love sushi. So y'all can judge me all you want. I'll still eat it. So I go and we eat sushi, and the lady gives us a menu for like the wine list. So she's like, I don't want any wine. And she goes, do you want any? I was like, not really. No. So she just takes the list anyway. So she puts it down. She's leaning on it, you know, and we're just talking. And all of a sudden the lady comes up, the waitress comes up. She's like, I need that wine list if you guys aren't going. I guess it's the only one in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So the lady she gets ready to take the wine list. Well, the girl that I was dating, she didn't hear her. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, well, I need the wine list. And I said, yeah, apparently we can't use it as a placemat. So she goes,
you're being rude.
Exactly. So she hands it to her and she's like, who do you think you are talking to me like that? And I went, huh? She says, who do you think you are talking to me like that? I don't talk to you like that. What gives you the right to talk to me that way? And I went, it wasn't directed at you, but since this is going this route, I can see this going really south really fast. So here's the deal. This will probably be our last date. I can almost feel it because the dynamic was not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. You can feel that.
The shift.
Correct. Yeah. And I said, so you pay for yours, I'll pay for mine, and we'll just call it good. And she was like,
Dutch check.
Yep. Because I'm not going to sit there. If you're really going to hate on me, I'm not going to sit there and basically take it. I have really good self-worth, and just like everybody else would too. So she ended up ordering a fuck ton of food with the that she was leaving anyway. So as soon as the food came out, she left. I got stuck with that bill. I ate that fucking food. Bet. I ate mine. I started eating on that one. I finished mine up. I started eating on hers. The guy that was directly behind us, he turns around and he's like, you know, he says, I have to give you mad respect. He said, because nobody would have ever really done that before. He goes, I've never heard it. He goes, I'll pay her half of the bill. I said, you don't have to. I got it. He goes, no. My wife and I want to pay for that half because she was a bitch and you deserved it. And we got you. Best date ever.
I wish you could know about that. That'd been hilarious.
I do too. So yeah. So my whole dating, a lot of my dating experiences have really just really tanked, like completely went in the toilet. And I was like, I'm always sarcastic. How do you not know I'm sarcastic? But I'm so sarcastic, but it's sarcasm in like a funny way. But sometimes I don't even know if I'm being serious or not. That's the scary part.
If you don't know, they won't know.
Yeah. And
yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. And she ended up leaving. And that was the last time I heard from her.
I think my thing is, like, I don't really have a lot of bad experience. It's just that mine don't ever go anywhere. They just stay. All of them sort of like just stay in whatever they are, talking, stale out. And then that's it, you know? But I guess I don't know if I'm really upset about that, you know? Like, people have asked me before. Yeah. People have asked me before, like, do you want to get married? No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, see, and that's, we don't know yet. And people have asked me, do you want to be married? And I was like, I don't know, because I'm 44 years old. And once you start climbing up higher in age, here's my belief. And it could be different for you, but once you start climbing up in age, you start to set yourself to your own things. Mm-hmm. Like, you do your own thing. So it's really hard for somebody else to come in and maybe change your dynamic, because you're already set. Like, it's the old cliche of like, you're set in your ways.
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
See what I mean? So if somebody else comes in and tries to change that dynamic, you might go into a default mode, which puts people at bay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do. And I'm like, fuck. And I try not to, but I know I do it.
Here's one last question for you. I can't even remember if I brought it up at the beginning of this. What's your take on hoe phases, even at this age?
Do it.
So do I. Isn't that crazy? I might not have back then, at a younger age, right? You care about your numbers. You care about, obviously being safe. But to me, if you're a grown-ass adult and you decide that you don't want a relationship, a commitment, a marriage, whatever it is, but you want D, whatever, like,
right. You're the booty.
Yeah. If you're safe, if you're smart, if you're doing things, that's your business. Like,
correct.
Do you know?
Exactly. And I believe it is what it is.
Yeah.
Do the hoe phase. Get it out of your system that way, because that way you're not taking that phase when you're with somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be a hoe and cheat and do all the other crappy shit.
Yeah.
That's where it's dirty and disgusting. So no.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I take. That's my take on it. Be the hoe. Be a hoe. I don't care.
That's fine too. especially if you know what you're doing. It's your decision. You can make that decision just like any other, you know, like, and not trying to take it there, but women can make that decision just like men can make that decision.
Correct. You called it finding a tourist? Huh.
What? I didn't get it. I'm slow. Either. Explain it to me.
Hold on. Did we miss Is it what we just talked about? Is that the hope? Finding a tourist. I gotta know. I'm not ending this show.
We'll wait for it.
Yeah, we're just sitting here looking at the comment, waiting. Like,
you can call it a bunch of things, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I really don't care. But just my whole thing is, don't be a hoe when I'm with you, but you could be a hoe in my bed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Freak in the sheets. Gotcha.
Lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
How freak? Do we need to have a side BDSM conversation?
I mean, listen.
Do you need to come into TikTok after dark and, like, you know?
Sorry, Mom.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting.
I don't think she's here. Mom. We dropped to 10 people. I think she's one of them that left. But I think my sister might still be on here. My sister is legit. She is like, you're an asshole. And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, you're still being a hoe. Oh, Mom's still here. Shit.
That's what you get.
It is what I get. Awesome. But I mean, and do you know the cool thing? Hold on. The cool thing about me and my mother's dynamic is that we can shoot this shit. Yeah, I'll probably pass on.
What? I can't see.
My sister says she'll probably pass on that one. But I mean, they're both quick to tell me if I'm being an asshole, but I'm also quick to telling them that they're being assholes.
Yeah.
It's just the dynamic of things.
Don't tell your mom.
What? Tell my mom what?
That if she's being an asshole, just let her be.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So, but they would definitely be the first ones to tell me that if I'm fucking up or I'm screwing up or something. And then I do have a really good best friend that we kind of chit chat every once in a while now. We don't really talk a whole lot, but she was also the one that would she would text me and she'd go, hey, listen, you're fucking up. You're doing this, this, and this. You better cut that shit out because that's not you. And it really like changed like a whole lot. I thought, shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but it is, it's our dynamic and it's worked, you know, it's worked. It, like my sister says, it's worked for us because we've just basically told each other, listen, this is what bothers me. This is what hurts my feeling. And that's how it's been. And I think families that are more communicable like that would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a, but I mean, you talk to your kids about everything.
The one I grew up in is not like that. The one that I'm trying to create is like that. Yeah.
See, and that's a big deal because there's a lot of times that people don't, they just would rather give you the phone, you know, here, babysit, you know, here's a video, you know, babysit. Mm-mm. And that's not the way it should be. Mm-mm. But definitely communicate more. I think families need to communicate more, and that's what will make things different.
For sure.
And I definitely hate double standards. Fuck double standards. Oh my God,
I'm telling you.
Fuck those. Because communicable is for diseases, communicative. Thanks, Mom. See, this she is a beast at Scrabble, just so y'all know.
500 points.
I love it. See how she corrected me? Mm-hmm. She doesn't want me growing up and being an idiot. I mean, I'm kind of an idiot, but it's sometimes. But I mean,
I was gonna send you a private message.
Don't even, I'll just remove you from this stream right now. But we have had a great show tonight.
Loved it. I was so happy to be here.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You guys, thank you so much. You love my mom. You're out of here too. Get out of here.
if I had to choose.
I'm sorry.
It would be you.
It better be.
Always choose vanilla curl.
Always choose mom. But I really enjoyed this conversation. I really enjoy what we've got planned for this month. This month again, like I know month. Last month, yeah. Relationship or relationship? Which one do you want?
Relationship.
But definitely last month was definitely a hard hitting month.
Yeah.
That was the plan. But it's going to keep going around where there's no topic that's going to be too small to chit chat with. So I really enjoy everybody participating in this and engaging with the conversation. I really enjoy Smiles being on here. It's awesome. I love it. I fucking love it. You guys, thank you so much. I think we're going to call it a night.
Yep.
Smiles. It's been real. It's been fun. Love you. You guys.
Good night, honey buns.
Good night, y'all. We're out of here. You guys.